In a few hours' time, Ireland will have a new head of state. Catherine Connolly will become the 10th president of Ireland. She grew up in Shantala, close to Galway City, the 9th of 14 siblings. She's been a barrister, a psychologist, a councillor, a mayor, a TD, a Laskeown Corla, and now today, a president. And one of her childhood friends is the singer Mary Coughlan, who joins us now on the line. Mary, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How are you? Great day.
It's a great day to have a friend in high places, isn't it? You've known Catherine Connolly since you were both in national school together. How do you feel today then about your friend becoming the president?
It's an extraordinary situation, but it's very well deserved. I'm very happy for her. She's a wonderful woman. We all grew up together in Shantala. I knew almost all of her family. I went out with her brother for a while, Michael, and I remember them all. So,
And how would you describe your friend then? How would you sum her up?
I just think she's a wonderfully kind, compassionate woman, and she's going to be great, a great president. We've been all reminiscing about Michael D's time in the office the past few days, and indeed it was wonderful. And I think she'll continue on that what he brought, to the office of president.
Have you been speaking to her since she won the election?
Just a few texts.
Yeah.
I did three concerts, and I did one in Galway, and I was relating the story about how I met her brother, and how we ran away together up in a boat up the Corrib.
You ran away together?
Yeah. We ran away together, yeah, for a day. We were 15. And I didn't realise it, but she was standing behind me while I was singing the song on stage, and she'd sneaked up onto the stage. Yeah. So the one in the Button Factory, though, was extraordinary because of the amount of young people that were there. And they love her. I mean, they just, and they told me afterwards, and they were looking for selfies and all, and I'm not used to that anymore, because they were like 25 to 35-year-olds. The people in Galway were our own age, you know what I mean? And people from Shantala.
It was a feature of the campaign, wasn't it? So many young people connected with her.
They said to me, I met a few of them afterwards, we really need this win, for themselves, for Ireland. There were students, we really need this win. And I'm saying, what is it about Catherine? Because she said she speaks like us, she speaks for us. So, it's a side of her that I hadn't seen before because of the young. I mean, she's a wonderful politician, but the amount of young people that came out was extraordinary, and everybody wanted to help, it wasn't just talk. Everybody did something. Do you know what I mean?
She did surprise people during the campaign too, didn't she? Even with her her viral moments, the keepy uppies and the basketball skills and all of that. Is there anything else that you can tell us about Catherine Connolly which will surprise people during her presidency?
No. Just that she has incredible stamina. She came to the last concert I did in Dublin, or in Galway. We did the big tent in the big top in Galway, and she had her sons there. She's a wonderful family woman as well, and I can't wait to see what it's going to be like. Looking forward to tonight. I'm going off to the hairdresser now after I drop my grandchildren to school. So
good stuff. Well, it's a wet day out there, so you'll have to get the dew done right. So I know you've described her as one of the most intelligent and wonderfully compassionate people that you've ever known. Do you think people connected with that they recognised during the campaign some of what you also saw in her when you were growing up?
I think they recognised that, and I think they recognised that she was just a normal person, that she was able to talk to everybody. I mean, I know there was stuff being thrown around, but I think the fact that she came from a family so big, she knew, it was like a good training for her to be the president of a country. Do you know what I'm not saying? And that's funny, but I don't know, but she just connected with people and that was it.
What kind of a president do you think she'll be? Because she has been an activist, really, hasn't she? And she now becomes a stateswoman.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that a lot. And, she'll be missed for politics. That's one thing. I also felt the same way about Michael D, whom I knew since I was 14. I missed him. I really, really, really missed him in in politics, do you know what I mean? But he continued to do as much as he could have possibly done, and probably more in the office. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I'm wondering. No, I think she'll go. She'll go that far, and she might go further. Whatever she'll do, but she will be a president for everybody. You know.
You're going to the inauguration today, and there will be a chance to celebrate later, no doubt.
Yeah. I'm going to the organisation. Yeah, that's where I'm getting the hair done.
Good. And you'll be hoping to catch up with her later on.
I will indeed.
All right. Well, maybe a few songs sung as well. And Mary.
that'll be the plan. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, listen. Enjoy the day ahead, and thank you very much for speaking with us this morning about your friend Catherine Connolly.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million.
Mary Coughlan, thank you very much. It is 8:53.